New Urban Arts started with an idea from a group of four college students, some of whom had already been doing community work that connected them to local teenagers. They got together with a group of about 10 high school students and figured out what it would look like to have an open format art studio where adult artists and high school students could work together on whatever kind of project the young people were interested in. And that's really the sort of fundamental idea that continues to this day to motivate our work. That said, we now have a number of other services that are wrapped around that core. So post-secondary advising, summer programs, homework help, and tutoring.
Now, who gets to participate? How does that work?
So our programs are free and open to any high school student. In particular, we serve public high school students, the vast majority of whom receive free or reduced price lunch.
Now, is this in Providence alone, or does it go statewide?
We're based in Providence at 705 Westminster Street, across the street from Central and Classical High Schools, as well as the Providence Career and Technical Academy. The vast majority of our students come from Providence, but we are open to students from around the state.
So, Adrian, you actually went through the program.
I did,
Can
yes.
you tell us about that, what your experience was?
Sure. So I was a student in the early 2000s while I was attending Classical High School. And I remember just always seeing really interesting, creative, and wacky kids running in and out of the building. And I just walked in. It looked interesting. I wanted to see what it was about. And it was mayhem. There was art making all over the place, and there was music. And in one corner, there are, you know, administrators typing away on their computers. And, oh, that's the executive director, and that's the business manager. And I got interested in photography. So I worked with the photography mentors, and I really immersed myself in the darkroom. And that's what made me decide I wanted to go to school for photography. And while I was in school, I realized, ooh, I really am interested in the behind the scenes of spaces like New Urban Arts. You know, what were they doing at the computer in that back corner? That's arts administration. And so I realized, wow, I want to do that too. So I stayed and ended up getting my master's in public administration, but with like a focus in nonprofit arts administration, thinking about coming back home and giving back to that community that I was raised by. And now I'm working for the State Council on the Arts. I can touch all of the arts nonprofit organizations in the state that are doing really great work for their constituency groups.
Can either one or both of you make the case for the importance of the arts in the development of a student, not just in an artistic way, but as the whole person, as a community
mm-hmm.
member?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was the University of Arkansas that did a major study. They found that through the arts, young people could learn things that you can't really learn anywhere else. Really important things like empathy, compassion, the ability to look at a problem and see it from different perspectives, collaboration, critical thinking, and creativity, which have a ripple effect for their academics as well.
I'm speaking with Daniel Schleifer of New Urban Arts and Adrian Adeyemi of the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts. You know, there's such a similarity here between the effort to expose students to the arts to expand their horizons as human beings and citizens, and the big push now to mentor students in business and technology to enhance their value as employable members of the community. It seems to me that these are equally valuable efforts, yet we've seen arts funding cut in public education and not get equal attention. Is that an accurate assessment, and can that be remedied?
That is accurate, I think. It's very hard to find a school administrator who does not affirm the value of the arts. That said, the incredible pressure upon schools to meet testing requirements, and at the same time, the lack of funding overall for our schools means that when the chips are down, funding flows to remediation of core academic subjects that those accountability targets are based on rather than to the arts. So in Providence, since about 2002, we've seen the number of art teachers in the district go from about 150 to about 40 today.
And at RISCA, in our education department, we've been thinking about ways to help support individual teaching artists in the community and find opportunities for them, placement opportunities, to collaborate with the school system.
Well, speaking of the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts, you'll be celebrating your 50th anniversary, and there's a rally or something coming up at the State House on the 1st of June. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we just want people to come on down and rally around us and celebrate. This agency has been doing really great work in the state for this long. And also just to remind everyone, we're still here and growing, and we want to be a resource to everyone. This is also in tandem with what has been going on down in D.C. and in our government. So on this larger scale, we just want to remind everyone that it's clear here in Rhode Island that the arts and humanities are extremely important. So this celebration at the State House is all in tandem with that.
The outlook right now is very scary. Six federal programs through which New Urban Arts gets funding are on the chopping block. Is there a chance we might have to contract in some way? Yes, but we're not going anywhere, and we're more committed than ever to providing excellent arts learning for our students.
Daniel Schleifer of New Urban Arts, I want to thank you for joining us. And Adrian Adeyemi,
thank you
from Rhode Island State Council on the Arts. Mm-hmm. Thanks, both of you, and best of luck.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
Major funding for Rhode Island Public Radio's Artscape is made possible by Providence Picture Frame and Dryden Gallery, offering fine custom framing to artists, businesses, and homes since the 1800s. Displaying local artists in a three-story gallery, now offering framed antique maps in New England, photography by Richard Benjamin, photograph restoration, and a fine photo printing department, too. ProvidencePictureFrame.com.